The Kid Laroi on Life FM, 32 minutes past four. Joined in the studio right now by Sam Narroway, the Social Enterprises Manager from Second Chances SA, joins me ahead of Op Till You Drop.
Op Till You Drop!
We are gearing up for a huge day for Op Till You Drop on the 7th of June. We were just chatting about it off air, Sam. It's going to be huge. Just going to be amazing.
Yeah.
How
absolutely.
Are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Maz?
Doing well, thank you. Doing great. Well. Now, you guys were one of the first vendors to say, yes, we want to be a part of this inaugural event where community op shops are coming together for one day only. We've had a lot of people really, I think, drawn to the uniqueness of this event. Are you guys, like, excited? I mean, I can imagine you would be.
Yeah, absolutely. We're ecstatic. We can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be specifically bringing on the day? Because I know you guys are a little bit different as an op shop to what most op shops would bring along.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a lot of electrical items at our op shop. We'll obviously have all the normal stuff, clothing, your knickknacks, jewellery items, stuff like that. But we do have a lot of fantastic electrical items as well that not a lot of op shops do have.
Okay.
We'll have all that sort of stuff there, and there will be some good bargains to have. And, very good prices.
Fantastic. And tell us a little bit about Second Chances SA, because the whole point of Op Till You Drop is to bring together these incredible organisations that do work for those who are in vulnerable positions.
Yeah.
These op shops where you can, yes, get a bargain and find something unique, but you are ultimately supporting an organisation that is doing incredible work. Second Chances SA, what do you guys do or specialise in?
Yeah, so we're a prison ministry. And what we do is we look after children who are vulnerable at the moment and disadvantaged because of parents in prison.
Mm.
We'll support them through our Go Active programs that we have by taking them out on camps. We help them out making sure they still go to school. We have youth workers that go and see the kids and sort of teach them the good ways of life and help them out for even when mum and dad or whoever's in jail at the moment. We help them reintegrate to the community as well and try and reduce that recidivism and help them along the way. We do that by furnishing houses through our furniture warehouse stuff that we do. We provide them with clothing and stuff at the op shop as well. So
fantastic. Just amazing. And if people want to give goods like tangible items, furniture, maybe they're moving house, and it's easier in a lot of cases to donate it to charity than to try moving it.
Yes.
People can drop it off to you guys or get it.
They can do, So with our furniture items, we just ask that people take photos of that stuff and they can send it through to furniture@secondchances.org.au, and we can even come and collect it for them in our truck. So
that's amazing. I know for a lot of people that's a huge weight off their shoulders when they're moving and they've got good quality furniture but they don't have the time or the, I guess, energy at that point to try and sell it, but they want it to go to a good cause. This is perfect.
Absolutely. Absolutely, perfect.
Okay. And you guys are going to be there on the day, on the 7th of June, which is incredible. You're going to be having so many good options of bargains for sale. But the other reason that we wanted to have a chat is because you're actually looking for some volunteers as well.
We are, yeah. We're a bit short on volunteers at the op shop on Thursday, Friday and Saturdays.
Okay.
So we're open 10 to 4 Monday to Friday, 10 to 3 on Saturdays at 397 Diagonal Road in Sturt, just up from Marion Shopping Centre. We're looking for volunteers for those 3 days at the end of the week.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a good team of team leaders that are there at the moment, and we just need a bit more support to be able to go through the influx of donations that we're getting, which is all good stuff. But we've got no one to look through it all.
Yeah.
So
and then it just piles.
It piles up,
Yeah. Fantastic. So for those who are interested in helping out with that, is that something that you can commit to as like a couple of hours, or does it have to be the full day?
Yeah, no, a couple of hours here and there is perfectly fine. They don't need to do the full day. They're more than welcome to if they want to.
Yeah.
They can come in for half a day if they like, or a couple of hours. Whatever they can provide, it is fantastic.
So perfect if you work part-time or if you are studying part-time, or you're just studying and you've got maybe a few extra spare hours on those days Thursday, Friday and Saturday. What a great way to meet other people as well and
absolutely.
To just get to, I guess, understand a little bit more about the incredible work that you guys are doing.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
you know, even for people who are retired or looking at, you know, maybe going out and volunteering to give back to the community, what a good opportunity.
Absolutely, yeah. And we have a good group of volunteers that are there at the moment. We're like a little family, so we all look after each other. And it's a great way.
Definitely the vibe that I get when I've been chatting with you in the lead up to this and during our chat this afternoon is that you guys are a family and that you're supporting families. Like, that's the core of what you do. And it's also National Families Week this week. So it's very fitting that we're actually having this chat today, because the work that you guys do for families, particularly vulnerable ones, is just incredible. So support these guys on the day at Op Till You Drop with a purchase or two from their stall. They're going to have some incredible items for sale. But also make sure that you, if you are interested in supporting as a volunteer with Second Chances SA Op Shop, get in contact. And what was that email again?
So for furniture donations, it's furniture@secondchances.org.au. If you're interested in volunteering, 8296-5588 is our shop number, and you can ask for me.
Okay, ask for Sam Narroway, the Social Enterprises Manager at Second Chances SA. Sam, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Only 26 sleeps to go until Op Till You Drop, and we cannot wait to welcome you and the team there on the day. It's going to be incredible.
Can't wait to see everyone there.